All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving deep into this whole emotional intelligence thing, you know, EQ.
EQ.
Yeah. And we're using your picks from Oreo Winsow's Emotional Q to guide us. You've probably heard the hype, but this book is supposed to be way more than just like, be nice to people. It's
Yeah.
like, it's about harnessing all that EQ power to unlock your potential for real. Think stronger relationships, crushing your goals, and maybe even navigating all the ups and downs of life with a little more, dare I say it, grace.
What I find really interesting is how Winsow talks about EQ. It's not like some,
Yeah.
oh, you either have it or you don't kind of thing. You know, like some people are just born with it.
Yeah.
It's more like learning a skill. Like anyone can develop their emotional intelligence if they've got the right tools and they actually put in the work. And that's where emotional EQ comes in. It's like that toolkit we all need.
I love that. It's like, yeah, it makes EQ seem way more doable,
Yeah.
right? Like anyone can learn and grow. And it's not just about, being all warm and fuzzy either. Honestly, I was blown away by all the research Winsow talks about. Like how high EQ is linked to actual success. Things like being better at dealing with conflict, having stronger leadership skills, even being more resilient when things get tough. I mean, who doesn't want a piece of that?
Right. And it's not some magic trick, though I'll admit it can feel like that sometimes. Really, it's about understanding that our emotions, even the messy ones, they're not something to be afraid of. They actually give us valuable information.
Oh, absolutely.
When we learn to pay attention to those emotions and use them in a smart way, we're better prepared to handle whatever life throws at us, whether it's a tough negotiation at work or a big presentation or even just getting through the day-to-day stuff with more, grace and ease.
Totally. Like you've got this secret weapon just hiding in your back pocket.
Right.
And Winsow's book, Emotional Q, it's like that blueprint. It shows you exactly how to build that secret weapon. He breaks EQ down into five main areas: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. So let's kick things off with self-awareness. That's like the foundation. Everything else builds on that. What really stuck out to you about how Winsow tackles this super important part of EQ?
He uses this phrase, tuning into your emotional frequency.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. It's about really paying attention to your emotions, like noticing even those tiny little changes in how you're feeling, understanding what triggers those really intense reactions, and seeing how your emotions affect your thoughts and actions.
Yeah, it's like you become this detective
Yeah.
of your own inner world.
I love that.
And what does every good detective need? Their notebook.
Exactly.
Winsow suggests keeping what he calls an emotional journal to keep track of all your emotional ups and downs. But it's not just about venting in a diary, right? There's a real method to it.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't your angsty teenage diary. The book actually gives you this structured template to use for recording specific details about what you're feeling.
Oh, interesting.
Like you're writing down the date, the time, the situation,
Yeah.
what you were feeling, what triggered that emotion, any thoughts that were going through your head at the time, how you reacted in the moment, and then the outcome of the whole situation.
Wow.
So over time, you end up with this gold mine of information that can show you patterns in how you respond to things emotionally, and it can really help you pinpoint those deep-seated beliefs or past experiences that might be driving those reactions.
So you're finally understanding the why behind your reactions, which can be really empowering.
Yeah.
But just knowing your triggers, that's only half the battle, right? What do we actually do with that knowledge? That's where self-regulation comes in. It's like the art of mastering those emotional waves instead of letting them totally wipe you out.
Exactly. And Winsow really drives this point home. Self-regulation isn't about ignoring or suppressing your emotions. That's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. It's about learning to ride those waves, acknowledging them without letting them control you.
So it's more about choosing how you respond instead of just reacting without thinking. What are some of the things that Winsow suggests for developing that kind of emotional mastery?
This is where the book gets really practical. Winsow lays out all these different techniques, from simple breathing exercises to ways to reframe your thoughts, one of the simplest, but crazy effective tools, is something you've probably heard of. Mindfulness meditation.
Mindfulness seems to be everywhere these days,
Right.
and for good reason. But how does mindfulness actually tie into this idea of emotional regulation?
Okay, so imagine this. You're super stressed about something at work, your heart's racing. Palms are sweaty. Your mind's just spiraling into all those worst-case scenarios. Mindfulness gives you an anchor in those moments, a way to step back from all the chaos in your head, and just observe your thoughts without judging them.
So it's like hitting the pause button on all that mental drama. You're creating space between the thing that's stressing you out and how you react to it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Winsome actually gives this simple breathing exercise that can really help in those moments.
Okay, what is it?
It's all about slowing down your breath. Breathe in deeply for a count of four, hold it for four, and exhale slowly for six.
Okay, so simple.
This simple thing can actually calm your nervous system down,
yeah,
regulate your heart rate, and bring you back to the present moment. And when you're grounded like that, you're way better equipped to make a thoughtful choice about how to respond instead of just reacting impulsively.
It's like you're hitting the reset button, giving yourself a chance to choose a better way to react.
That's amazing.
Hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about self-awareness and self-regulation. Those are like the two main pillars of EQ. Now let's move on to motivation, that inner drive that keeps us going.
Winsome makes this distinction between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. What's the difference and why does it matter?
Well, think of intrinsic motivation as that fire in your belly. It's the passion, the purpose, that deep down why behind everything you do. It's about finding joy and feeling fulfilled in the process itself, not just chasing some kind of reward.
Okay.
Extrinsic motivation, on the other hand, that comes from outside factors, like the paycheck you get.
Oh, right.
Or recognition from others.
Yeah.
Or even the fear of failing.
So it's like the classic carrot and stick approach.
Exactly.
But Winsome says that real lasting motivation, the kind that sticks with you, comes from that internal fire, that sense of purpose. How do we tap into that deeper well of intrinsic motivation, especially when everyday life just feels, well, kind of grindy?
Winsome actually gets into the science behind motivation. He talks about how positive emotions can actually fuel intrinsic motivation.
Oh, interesting.
While negative emotions, they can either hold you back.
Really?
Or, believe it or not, amplify your motivation.
Oh.
It all depends on how you use them.
So it's about how we harness those emotions.
Exactly.
Okay, so how do we actually do that?
The key is to figure out what truly lights you up. What are your core values? What activities make you feel energized and alive? Once you know what those driving forces are, you can start setting goals and taking actions that line up with those values. That way, the journey itself becomes more meaningful and rewarding.
So it's about connecting with your purpose, that bigger why that gets you out of bed in the morning, even when your alarm clock is being super rude.
Yeah.
I like it. So what are some practical tips from the book, you know, for actually tapping into that intrinsic motivation?
One technique that really resonated with me is visualization.
Okay.
Winsome suggests creating this vivid picture in your mind, yeah, of yourself achieving your goal, like, yeah, really experiencing the emotions, the sensations, the satisfaction of reaching that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the important part. Don't just focus on the finish line. Visualize the steps you need to take to get there.
Oh, okay.
The challenges you might run into.
Right.
And how you'll overcome them.
So it's like you're creating a mental movie trailer for your own success story, complete with all the plot twists and triumphant moments.
Exactly.
That's such a powerful way to stay motivated, especially when those inevitable roadblocks pop up.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of roadblocks, Winsome talks about this framework for setting yourself up for success right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the SMART goal setting method.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of SMART goals. To be honest, though, I usually just kind of glaze over the acronym. Break it down for me.
Sure.
What makes this approach so effective?
Well, it's all about having a clear plan for reaching your goals, getting rid of any vagueness, and increasing your chances of actually achieving what you set out to do.
Oh.
So specific means defining exactly what you want to accomplish. Not just, I want to get in shape, but something like, I want to run a 5K in under 30 minutes.
Well, it's about being super specific.
Right.
I get it.
Measurable means finding a way to track your progress.
Okay.
Like how many miles you've run,
mm-hmm,
how much weight you've lifted, or what new skills you've learned.
Okay.
Achievable means setting realistic goals. Goals that challenge you, but don't completely overwhelm you.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between pushing yourself and setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense. Okay, so what about the R and the T?
Relevant means making sure your goals match up with your values and your overall vision for your life.
Oh, right.
It's about making sure that what you're working towards actually matters to you on a deeper level.
I like that.
And time bound is all about setting a deadline.
Okay.
Which creates a sense of urgency and it helps you stay on track.
Oh, it's like that saying, a goal without a deadline is just a wish.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense now. I'm already feeling more motivated just thinking about it. All right, so we've covered self-awareness, self-regulation, and motivation. Now let's move on to the heart of EQ, empathy. This one feels especially important these days. You know, with everything going on in the world, it seems like empathy is in short supply.
It's true. And Winsome really emphasizes that. Empathy isn't just about being nice.
Right.
It's a crucial skill for navigating relationships, resolving conflicts, and creating a more compassionate and understanding world.
So it's not just about being nice. It's about truly understanding and connecting with another person's experience, even if it's totally different from your own. How does Winsow approach this really complex idea of empathy?
He talks about the different types of empathy.
Oh, interesting.
He explores both cognitive empathy, which is the ability to intellectually understand someone else's perspective.
Okay.
And emotional empathy, which is the ability to actually feel what someone else is feeling.
So cognitive empathy is like head empathy, and emotional empathy is heart empathy.
Exactly.
We got it.
And both are important.
Mm-hmm.
Cognitive empathy helps us see the world through another person's eyes,
even
if we haven't lived their exact experiences.
Mm.
And emotional empathy lets us connect with their emotions on a deeper level.
Wow.
To share in their joy, their sadness, their frustration, their fear.
Yeah, it's like that saying, people might not remember what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
That's a good one.
Yeah, empathy is about making people feel seen, heard, and understood, which can be so powerful in any relationship.
Absolutely.
So how can we develop both types of empathy?
Winsow gives some really practical tips.
Okay, what are they?
For cognitive empathy, he suggests practicing perspective taking.
Okay.
Which basically means making a conscious effort to step outside of your own experience and see things from the other person's point of view.
That sounds challenging, especially when we're caught up in our own emotions and opinions.
It can be.
Yeah.
But it's definitely possible.
How do we actually do that effectively?
Winsow recommends asking yourself questions like, what might this person be feeling right now? What experiences might have shaped their perspective? What information am I missing?
So it's about approaching the situation with curiosity instead of judgment.
Exactly.
Trying to understand rather than just being right.
Yes.
It's about shifting from me to we, from my perspective to our shared humanity.
I like that.
That's a big shift in thinking, okay, what about emotional empathy? How do we develop that ability to really feel what another person is feeling?
This is where things get really interesting.
Oh, tell me more.
Winsow suggests things like loving kindness meditation.
Okay.
Which is about sending out positive thoughts and feelings.
Oh, wow.
Like love, compassion, and goodwill to yourself and to others.
So it's about cultivating those feelings within ourselves.
Okay.
Interesting.
This type of meditation can help open up our hearts and develop a stronger sense of connection and empathy for the people around us.
It's about tapping into that universal human experience, recognizing that we're all in this together, experiencing that same range of emotions, the joys, the sorrows, everything. Okay, so we've talked about self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, and empathy. That brings us to the final piece of the EQ puzzle, social skills.
And social skills are how all those inner EQ muscles we've been talking about actually show up in the real world.
Okay.
It's about using our understanding of emotions, both our own and other people's emotions, to navigate social situations well, build strong relationships, communicate clearly, influence others, inspire and motivate teams, and resolve conflicts in a constructive way.
So it's about taking all that EQ knowledge and actually putting it into practice.
Exactly.
I love it. So what are some of the key social skills that Winsow focuses on?
He talks a lot about the importance of clear and effective communication, both verbal and nonverbal.
Right.
This includes things like active listening, paying attention to body language, speaking clearly and with purpose, and being aware of your tone of voice.
It's amazing how much of communication is nonverbal, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Our body language, our tone of voice, they speak volumes. Sometimes even more than our actual words.
Yeah, you're right. Winsow also talks about the importance of building rapport.
Okay, how do we do that?
Things like finding common ground, expressing genuine interest in others, and creating a sense of connection and trust.
So it's about making that human connection.
Yes.
Building bridges instead of walls.
Exactly.
Okay, now what about conflict resolution?
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Because let's face it, conflicts are going to happen.
Yeah, they're inevitable.
In any relationship.
So how do we handle them?
Well, Winsow's approach is to view conflicts as opportunities for collaboration.
Okay.
Not competition.
Oh, I like that.
It's about trying to understand the other person's perspective.
Right.
Finding common goals.
Mm-hmm.
and coming up with solutions that work for everyone involved.
So instead of trying a win, we're looking for a win-win situation.
Exactly.
Are there any specific techniques from the book that you found helpful for navigating those tough conversations?
One that I find myself using a lot is called reflective listening.
Reflective listening. Okay, I've never heard of that.
It's really simple but powerful.
Okay, tell me more.
It basically involves reflecting back to the other person what you've heard them say.
Okay.
Both their words and their feelings.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're both on the same page and to show them that you're really listening.
So it's like you're holding up a mirror to their experience, making sure you're accurately reflecting their words and their emotions.
Right.
That can really disarm someone.
Yeah.
Especially in a heated argument.
Absolutely.
Because it shows that you're not just waiting for your turn to talk. You're actually trying to understand where they're coming from. It's like you're saying, I see you, I hear you, and I'm really trying to get where you're coming from. That's huge. It can totally change the whole feel of a conversation.
Okay, so we've covered so much ground here, from self-awareness and self-regulation to motivation, empathy, and social skills. As we wrap up our deep dive into emotional cue, what are some key things you hope our listeners will take away from all of this? You know, I think the most important takeaway is that emotional intelligence isn't some mysterious thing that's only for like self-help gurus or therapists. It's a practical set of skills,
right?
A toolbox we can all use to navigate life's ups and downs with more awareness, purpose, and connection.
It's about recognizing that our emotions, even the messy ones, the ones that make us uncomfortable, they're not the enemy. They're actually giving us valuable information.
Absolutely.
They can help us understand ourselves better and find our place in the world.
And the best part is,
yeah,
we're not stuck with the level of emotional intelligence we're born with.
Right.
Just like we can train our bodies for a marathon.
Right.
Or our minds to solve complex problems.
Yeah.
We can develop our emotional intelligence too. It just takes practice, reflection, and a willingness to learn and grow.
It's like anything else we want to get good at. It takes effort, dedication, and a lot of self-compassion along the way. Speaking of self-compassion, is there one piece of advice from Emotional Cue that really stuck with you?
You know, Winslow talks about the importance of self-compassion. Mm-hmm. And it's something I've been thinking about a lot myself lately. It's that idea of treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a close friend or loved one.
It's so easy to be hard on ourselves, to get trapped in that cycle of self-criticism, telling ourselves we're not good enough, smart enough, successful enough. Self-compassion is about quieting that inner critic and giving ourselves a break.
Exactly.
Especially when we're struggling.
It's about remembering that we're all works in progress, perfectly imperfect human beings, just doing our best to navigate this crazy, beautiful thing called life.
And sometimes our best looks like eating that extra cookie, or hitting snooze 5 times, or just having a good cry on the kitchen floor. And that's okay.
It really is.
It's about embracing our humanness with all its imperfections and quirks.
I love that.
That's where real growth and connection come from, when we can show up authentically as ourselves, flaws and all. So well said.
It reminds me of that quote by the Dalai Lama. Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible. Mm. Okay, so one last question before we wrap things up. For our listeners who are feeling inspired, ready to start their own EQ journey, what's one tangible action step they can take today?
I would say pick one of the 5 core areas we've talked about.
Okay.
Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, or social skills. And then choose just one small action step to focus on this week.
I like it.
It could be something as simple as starting an emotional journal, trying a 5-minute mindfulness meditation, or setting a smart goal for something you really want to achieve.
It's about taking that first step, no matter how small, and then building from there. And remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination.
It's something we can keep learning and growing from throughout our lives, and it can help us connect with ourselves and others on a deeper level.
Beautifully said.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Emotional Cue. We hope you've learned some valuable insights and practical tools that will help you boost your emotional intelligence and unlock your full potential. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep those EQ muscles flexed